Put on your caveman blue because it's time for the Caveman Corner, where we talk football with the young men and their coaches who carry their colors onto the gridiron every Friday night. It's all brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza. Now let's head to the Beacon Drive Abby's with Chuck Benson.
Welcome. Glad you chose to join us tonight. We've got pizza and football to talk about. First of all, the pizza, courtesy of Abby's. Tonight, we've got that original barbecue chicken pizza, only $26.99. That's for the big one. That's going to feed a lot of football players. It's a three-cheese blend, lowered barbecue sauce and chicken and onions, and it is good, folks. And we just had one served up here. One of the football players has already grabbed a chunk of it here. We'll be getting into it ourselves. And by all means, if you come down and join us tonight, we've got one where your caveman blue. Your soft drinks are absolutely free with the purchase. Right now, let's talk football. Welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio head assistant coach Wes Cox. Wes, thank you for joining us tonight. Last Friday night, the score kind of speaks for itself. So the first question out of the box is just how good is that Sheldon football team?
First of all, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. It's always fun. It's always a pleasure. Sheldon is really good at football, and it wasn't a secret. We knew that going in, and they lived up to it. I mean, it's always astounding how they get up for every game, and well coached, great players, a lot of team speed, fast and physical, and they fly to the football, and I mean, in my opinion, that's the best team in the state. I don't see who beats them. We've seen film on a lot of other teams, and there's nobody that stacks up to them.
The coaches poll has them fourth in the state right now. Yep. And I'm surprised they're not first. I'm like you. I put the title elite next to their name. They look like a junior college football team out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think they beat a couple junior college teams. They've got Division I kids. They've got, you know, small college kids. But the kids that they have, they're well put together. You can tell they're good athletes all the way around. I mean, just a ton of team speed. Polls are kind of goofy, you know, until you get to the playoffs. You never really know. I think they beat just about anybody. Again, like I said, they're so talented that it's hard to see anybody getting past that.
Now they're playing Sprigg this coming Friday night on Sprigg's field. I think you and I believe that Sheldon will beat Sprigg. Do you want to take a guess on the score?
No, I mean, they've done the same thing to everybody. I don't think it'll be any different. I mean, they beat everybody up early and then get a running clock and roll it for the second half. Sprigg is a good team. I mean, I think we were better than them. I think they got away with one against us, but it's a different levels. There's levels to everything, and Sheldon's just on a different level. So that I think they beat up on Sprigg like they've done to everybody else.
All right. First of all, after that game, let's want to check the health report right now. How is everybody? Did everybody survive that game?
Yeah, we've definitely, you know, got some bumps and bruises. I think everybody's relatively healthy. I mean,
no significant injuries then to speak of.
No, just got a couple owies, couple of extra bumps and bruises. They bring a lot of dudes to the football when they tackle, and they did it well, and they hit hard, and they're physical. As weird as it sounds, it, you know, a lot of our starters got the second half off, and we had a real quick second half, and I think we got out of there relatively healthy. We got guys coming back that weren't able to play, and
yeah, Powers is back this week.
Powers is back, and so that's obviously huge for us. He's kind of a lot of the offense runs through him, so he's back. It'll be significant.
Now in the second half of that Sheldon game, no varsity player hit the turf for either side that I'm aware of. So did any JV players, any substitutes really earn some extra playing time? Did anybody stand out in that contest? Because it was basically even to even in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, we played well. I mean, one guy that we brought today, he's a JV kid, but he's swinging up and he's playing a little bit for us. Later on in the season, that's Colt Markey, and he's here with us tonight. But a lot of it was, it was their JV team against our JV team for a good chunk of that second half. And, and our JV team tied them Thursday night, 12-12. It was a competitive game. I think we matched up with that group that they put in. So it kind of was what it was. But we have some young guys that are stepping up and playing hard. And practice players and just working real hard. And so definitely a bright future and definitely a good way to kind of get those guys acclimated to playing big boy football when we get into the playoffs. So,
all right, and we'll talk playoffs here in a moment or two. I just want to deal with just a couple of the other factors.
Sure.
It was as cool and as wet and as windy as you've had conditions to play in.
Mm-hmm.
How'd the team react to just those conditions? Were they a factor at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun when you go into that, especially when we can throw the ball around like we do, and we've got a lot of, you know, team speed ourselves. But I think our kids handled it well. I mean, we had a couple of, you know, weird snaps early, but I mean, all in all, I think we were okay. We practice early, so I mean, we're practicing every morning. It feels like it's, you know, 12 degrees out. So
you're used to those temperatures anyway.
Yeah. So I mean, it's obviously different when you're up in Eugene playing the best team in the state. It's a different feel to it, but I thought we handled it pretty well. I mean, kids, I mean, as well as could be expected against a group like that.
Do you have a read on the team's psyche after that game?
I think they were just ready to get back to work. I mean, I think they, you know, everybody knew what it was after the game. I mean, it was a much better team than us, and I think, you know, that Sprague game, I think, is a good kind of litmus test, along with the Sheldon game, of kind of the levels of where we're at. And I think Sprague's a good 5-10 team in the state, and we were right with them and should have beat them. And so I think we're right in that mix of kind of being a, you know, upper echelon, but just not in that elite level yet. And so, you know,
not one of the top three or four teams in the state. And that's the elite level that we're really talking about.
Yeah, I mean, every year there's two or three teams that are going to compete for a state title. I mean, it's just the way that everything kind of levels up, and they're one of them. I mean, they were one of those teams, and we got to play against it, get a little bit of that rub, and see how we can go forward. But I think our kids, we had a good week of practice. Kids' psyche's good. I mean, they're ready to get back to work and go put it on somebody else.
All right. Well, that somebody else are the Titans out of West Salem High School, and this is a fairly important game for both schools, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
West Salem wasn't impressive early in the season, but they have shown some strength, and right now they're ranked 20th in the state, which puts them with a home playoff game if they don't lose any more spots during the OSAA pool. Mm-hmm. So they're playing for a home playoff game this Friday night, and the Cavemen are probably playing for a home playoff game also, ranked 16th. And of course, all the kids know this, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah. I know they're on their phones checking the OSAA website right after the game, probably.
Yeah. And we've made it clear this is a huge game for us. And West Salem, whatever we felt they were early in the season, they're not a pushover. It's a good football team that's coming down here.
It is not a gimme, and they'll be highly motivated. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
So what do we know about this West Salem team?
They've got some athletes. They're pretty talented. They're big up front, not overly athletic up front inside the box, you know, but they've got linebackers that can run, and they fill, and they've got a couple of good tailbacks that kind of move around. They're going to come out and try to run the ball on us, and if we've had a big Achilles heel, it's stopping the run, and that's what every team's going to come in and try to do to us. So we'll get a lot of that early, and so the big point of emphasis is we stop the run and make them throw. We've got a real good chance of you know, running away with this.
But, all right. Well, can we stop their run then?
Yeah, I mean, we're good enough to. We've just got to do it. We've got to tackle. I mean, we're in the right spots. We do the right things, and then it seems like we miss a tackle here, this, you know, spurt out and get a big gain. And so we got to eliminate the 6, 7, 8 yard runs to keep them off the field. I mean, we got to stay in front of the sticks and make them play 3rd and 8 football.
On 3rd and long is what you want. That's the system you want them in.
Yep, that's okay. Where we want them at.
So. Okay. So how about the matchups then? Do you have a matchup both their your defensive line compared to theirs? What's it look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think our defensive line's as good as anybody's in the league. You know, I mean, Sheldon's box is the best in the league, best in the state. But our defensive line can play with anybody. Our linebackers, the big thing for our linebackers are to come up and fill and tackle, and ultimately it'll come down to just team football. We gotta run to the football. Everybody, we need 11 hats there every play. And if we can control the line of scrimmage, we've got a great job of being able to do that. It's you know, when we start looking in the backfield, start getting washed out of gaps, start trying to make a big play here and there, that's when that's when big plays happen.
They've got a running back who has got a lot of attention so far.
Yep.
But other than that, we don't know very much about them. Tell me about their quarterback. Going to throw the football at all? And what's their ratio run to pass?
He's not a great – I think they do so well in the run game. You know, they get a lot of yards. They run the ball well. He's able to, you know, look good at times and throw to some wide open guys because everybody's getting sucked in on the run. You know, I think that'll be their game plan for the pass is to try to get you sucked in on the run and then try to get one over your head and try to get a couple. They've had a couple where they've just thrown jump balls up in the middle of the field and there's a wide open receiver because everybody's sucked in on the run. So quarterback's not a great throwing quarterback. He's an athletic kid, kind of a slender guy that can move a little bit. But we definitely want him throwing the ball a bunch.
All right, so if he's throwing, can you get to him?
Oh yeah. We're good enough up front to get a lot of pressure on him. Our defensive line can hang with anybody and have the ability to dominate games. We just gotta, you know, we've gotta do it. We've gotta do it consistently and we've gotta stay fresh and actually, you know, get to the football. I mean, that's
well. The Caveman secondary has been phenomenal. In fact, the secondary leads in tackles right now.
Yep.
And of course in pass defense. They've turned into a bunch of thieves, too, haven't they?
Yeah, our DBs, our skill kids in general, I mean, we've got a ton of team speed. We've got a lot of really good athletes. Our secondary has been playing phenomenal. I mean, it's a fun group to watch and be around. I will say it's not awesome when you have your DBs leading your team in tackles, but when it happens, it's nice. I mean,
at least the tackles are happening.
You have some tackles happening. It's just, unfortunately, it's usually at 6, 7, 8 yards.
All right. Now, tell me about the offense, about your offense. Our explosive offense has shown that it could probably score against anybody. Mm-hmm. So what's the key to putting more points on the board against West Salem? What kind of defense are they going to throw up at you, and how are you going to combat that?
Yeah, they go a four-man front. I mean, they run kind of a 42, 44 with some overhangs, you know, kind of a base defense. They don't blitz a ton, but they're pretty aggressive. They come up and fill. I think if we can run the ball, I think our offense is always best when we can establish a run game and get teams to have to play run and pass, because we can obviously pass the ball very, very effectively. But when teams are having to guess, you know, what we're doing and we can be effective in the run game, then that's when our offense opens up and we can get big plays. So that's I think that's kind of our hope.
Anytime you've been in trouble, it's because the running game has been taken away.
Yeah.
And they're focusing on the pass.
Yeah, I mean, Sprague did a really good job of it in the second half. They loaded their box up and just said, you're not going to run the ball on us anymore. And they did a good job of it. So that's kind of our big thing, is we gotta be able to establish a run game. And when teams do suck down and play big in the box, that's when we start lighting it up on the outside, and that's where we're at. We're at our best when we can do that.
Well, you got Trey Powers back, coming off of concussion protocol. Mm-hmm. Is he coming back at full speed?
Oh yeah, yeah. It, coming off of something like that, you don't put something back that's you know, halfway there. Yeah. And so you know, make sure he's healthy and he's good to go. And Trayton's just a dude. He's just such a hard worker that you know, when he's playing, he's the, you know, one of the best players on the field at all times. So no doubts about him.
As a sophomore, where did he come up with the skill level that he has shown in terms of at least vision and making cuts in the field?
It's just
natural.
A lot of it, I think, I mean, to me, it's just natural. I mean, he grew up a football coach's son. His brother, I coached his brother Tobias out of Hidden Valley. I mean, he's got, you know, his brother was a great tailback at Hidden Valley. I think it's just, I don't know if it's something in the water the Powers boys are drinking over there, but he's, yeah.
Get some more jugs of it.
Yeah, we need him to bring a little bit into our facility. But, he gets coached up well, he does a really good job of setting things up and being patient and seeing where he's going. And then for being, you know, kind of a smaller kid, he runs physical. I mean, he doesn't, you know, one tackle doesn't bring him down. He's shifty enough and he runs hard and he stays up and fights for yards. And so he's a really fun one to be around, watch him play and coach. He's a talented kid for sure.
All right. So the rest of the offense, it's going to revolve around a core of talented receivers being targeted by Jordan Rosetta.
Yeah.
And Rosetta just keeps throwing. put the Sheldon game aside.
Yeah.
We're trying to forget that one.
Yep.
Trying to forget that one.
Yeah.
But his progress this year has been phenomenal, even though that we saw him last year.
Yeah.
Expected it this year, but just to watch it is incredible.
Yeah. I think it's a, you know, it's a multitude of things. I mean, obviously our receivers are super talented and very, very athletic, and each of them kind of have their own skill set, which makes it nice. You know, we got a big tight end that catches the ball over the middle, and Connor Johnston, and you know, Brevik kind of stepping up, you know, as after that first game and playing as well as he has, and it just kind of added to, you know, Timmy and Isaac on the outsides, and and we've got, you know, we call it platoon. Mm-hmm. We've got four other receivers that can come in and keep everybody fresh, and you know, but you know, offensive line for the most part this season's done a good job of, you know, kind of keeping them at least able to get the ball out. Gets smoked sometimes a couple times over the middle when he's stepping in and throwing it, but he does a good job of getting the ball out on time, getting it to the right person, and kids are able to make some plays after.
We're also seeing him become a little more physical from his standpoint.
Yeah.
In fact, he ran it in for a touchdown. I think that's the first time we've seen him be that physical.
Yeah.
And he'll take a hit and he's learning how to use his size to give that hit back too, isn't he?
Oh yeah, no, he's kind of one of those kids in practice. I mean, when it was a competition early, he was wanting to come play D end, and you know, he was just like, if I'm not the guy, I want to be on the field somewhere. You know, obviously stepped up and became the guy, but he
has still got two great guys.
It's nice. We've got a couple of really good quarterbacks. There's another sophomore quarterback that's, you know, playing JV football that's really talented. He's playing some running back, Cam Holland. He's playing some tailback for us right now as well. Got a lot of really good young quarterbacks. It's, you know, fun to be around them, as far as Jordan's progression is, he likes to be physical. I mean, we always tell him not to, because you know, he's a big long lumbering kid, but he'll go lower shoulder and make a play if he needs to, and he's done it.
You're listening to the Caveman Corner here. We're just going to take a deep breath and be right back. In the meantime, I want to remind you that coming up later this evening, just immediately following this show, is the Dan Lanning Coaches Show from the University of Oregon. We'll have that right after we're off the air here about 7:35 tonight. In the meantime, we'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
Welcome back, everyone. Look for us. Find us here. It's easy to find. We're at the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza, celebrating Caveman football, and, of course, some great pizza here. That special tonight, once again, a $26.99 large pizza. That's the three-cheese blend covered with barbecue sauce and chicken, and it is good, folks, no doubt about that. Now, Assistant Coach Wes Cox is with us tonight. We've been talking football, both about what happened last weekend and what's coming ahead. With the West Salem Titans coming in, and we know they're going to be highly motivated, is there one thing that we need to have happen in order to assure a win? In your mind, is it defense?
Yeah, I mean, defense is a big part of it. I think if we can, like I said before, stop the run, I think it's going to be a huge key for us. I think we'll be able to score points on them, you know, consistently. I think, you know, outside of last week, we've been averaging 45 a game, and I think we can put points up on anybody. The big thing is keeping them off the field. I mean, we got to get our offense on the field, so we got to get them off of it. And I think, you know, and I'm always kind of boring in this regard, that I think turnovers and penalties are going to be a big catalyst we've got to be really good at being smart, not creating penalties. They do a good job of getting teams to jump on their offense and their defense. I don't know if they've got a cadence or something, but a lot of the offensive lines are jumping false starts as they're doing their shifts. So that's something that I'm kind of nervous about, because they it seems every game we watch they get it three or four times on the other side. So,
you have your guys prepared for that?
Oh yeah, no, we've talked a lot about it. We watched it on film, and we've seen them, and we're gonna try to pick up their cadence early. We're gonna have the JV guys see if they can hear some of it in the JV game, see if they've got something they're doing. But if we can limit penalties and win the turnover battle, I think we've got a really good chance of winning the game. And again, yeah, we've got to get them off the field and get our guys on the field. So it's stopping the run and eliminate their big plays.
Special teams. Let's talk first of all the kicking game, and we've seen it go. You try to kick it deep and then try to squib kick it to avoid that long return that seems to be a thorn in our side here. So what is the plan, and have we adjusted those special teams for that?
We did, actually. We went a new kickoff team, so we got new kids on kickoff. So it's kind of a performance-based business at some point. And so we made some changes on the kickoff team. And those plays, you know, when you got usually teams are putting their best athletes back there to return kicks, and sometimes you go against teams that just, like, do not kick to that kid. And, you know, I think the two times they returned it, we'd kick to that kid. So,
don't kick to him again.
Yeah, we're not kicking to that guy, you know. And so, the big thing is just on kickoff, we got to stay in lanes and get down the field and not get washed out of lanes. I mean, it's just fundamental football, and there's times where we're not very good at it.
Does Wes Salem have one of those kids that you don't want to kick to?
They're not the same level of threat, but, you know, they've got some good athletes that I think can get squirrely and make us miss, and you know, anybody's capable of taking one back. So we've got to do a great job of doing our job.
Yeah, some of the ones that we've seen come back all the way, or at least long run backs, there's a big hole in the defense that they almost don't get touched at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and it comes down to just lane integrity. And so when you're running down the field, it's real important to stay in your lanes. If you get blocked, you got to evade and then get back in your lane. And on that kickoff team, it's crucial, because you've really got kind of one threat, and then backside's got to kind of start, you know, converging down and not get out leveraged. And there's times where we don't do a great job of it, and that's where it's popped. And so we need more consistency out of that group, and so we made some changes and got some different guys on there. And you know, that's a lot of special teams turns into trying to get your starters. You know, you got two-way guys that are that you're trying to get off the field for
just
a play. Just
get them a little blow.
Get them a little blow. When you're giving up touchdowns, it turns into, you know, we can't do that. So we gotta put our guys on the field, and sorry you don't get a blow this time. We'll get you out somewhere else, but you got to get down and go make a play for us.
All right, talk to me about punts. Parker Roberts is really putting his toe to it the other night. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had some great punts.
Yeah, he's a really good punter. We knew he was, and consistency was a little bit of his issue early in the season, but he's starting to roll along. He was a great punter for us last year. I don't know if he had a little bit of pressure on himself, but, you know, he struggled a little bit here and there, but his numbers for the season are really good. Had a really good game Friday, kicking the ball, and he's a good little punter. He's a good athlete too. He had that one nice run when it was more of a bobbled snap than a fake, but he made it look good. So we got a big play out of it.
No, he had lived pretty well.
Yeah, he lives for that. He wants to pull it and run when he can. So I know, even though it was kind of a little botch play, he was probably pretty excited when it happened. So.
All right. I bet I didn't sleep for 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to what's going to happen on Friday night. And let's kind of set the scene for what is going to happen here. And some of the numbers that I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, could change. But according to the OSAA rankings right now, Grants Pass is 16th, and the Titans coming in are 20th. And we mentioned earlier that means that each team is playing for a home playoff game in the second level. Top 12 teams in the state have their own bracket, and then the next 16 have another championship bracket. So we're in that lower bracket.
Yep.
A win, I don't think, would propel you into the upper bracket. And I'm not sure that's where you want to be right now.
No, I mean, I think, you know, for our seniors to make the most of their senior year. It'd be great to go out and win a Columbia Cup and get, you know, four more games, and for our young kids to get experience into that kind of that playoff look and get a lot more games. I think, you know, obviously you want to compete at the highest level, but when you're looking at what we are and what we can do, I think it's a good bracket for us, and it's one that we can go out and win. And so, and it's a huge game for us Friday. It's a huge game for West Salem as well. And it's, you know, it's the first round of the playoffs for us. I mean, we gotta win to get what we want, and then from there on out.
And them too.
Yeah.
And them so too. They're each team playing for a home playoff game.
Nobody gets on a bus for 3.5 hours to come lose a game. So I mean, they're coming down to put it on us on our home field, and we gotta be ready for it. We gotta give it back.
Now, I'm not sure that they've ever been here before. They probably haven't in the past, but it's been a long time. They are not a traditional rival. Yeah. We're conference mates right now, but really the Titans are kind of an unknown quantity, and I'm not sure that they've ever been in a place like Mel Engram Field. And we've seen a lot of teams that aren't used to coming into Mel Engram Field.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come in and they see how close the fans are, and they figure out that, oh my gosh, both sides are full of people.
Yeah.
And then they see the band come out on both ends, and it outnumbers the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty intimidating. And yeah, we've seen a lot of craning and people looking around and going back and forth. Is that an intimidating factor? Is that a plus factor for Grants Pass?
Yeah, I think so. And our student section always comes and shows up well. Having the band there is always really nice. I know our fans get rowdy and get excited, and so you definitely notice a lot of other teams kind of being a little bit of awe, because it is such a cool facility and it's an amazing place to get to play and coach. I think our student section gets in kids' heads occasionally. You see them starting to jaw with our student section a little bit, and so it's a good thing for us. I mean, that's what you want at a home field advantage. It's, you know, most teams in Eugene don't get to, or Salem don't get to have that luxury. I mean, Sheldon doesn't really need it, but other teams from Eugene usually don't get to play in front of that type of group every Friday.
No, I don't play it in front of as big a crowds as we pull down here. Certainly not. We've not seen one. Sheldon probably gets as close to that as anything.
Yeah.
And they only have one side that's full.
Right. Exactly. It's fun. And I tell kids all the time that, you know, even if you go play small college football somewhere, I mean, it's you don't play in front of places like Mel Engram. I mean, there's a couple crowds that get pretty good, but it's as cool a facility and atmosphere as you'll get.
The way the bracket is set up right now, and we talked about the numbers, and they could change. It will probably change not very much, but we'll see what happens. If they stay the same as they are, and that's a possibility too,
mm-hmm.
Grants Pass would have a home game against the number 25 team right now, and that's Oregon City the way it stands right now.
Yeah.
That would be here. Certainly Grants Pass would be favored in a situation like that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's look one game past that, where it's a possibility that South Medgard could be the second game.
Yeah.
And that depends on, of course, what happens on Friday night here. Yep. Also, because North and South are playing.
Yeah.
But right now, it's South Medford in that upper bracket that would come here. And we own them by one place in the OSAA standing. So it would be a home game here.
Mm-hmm.
We could have two home games in a row with that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a possibility? How big a possibility is that?
I think South Medford's a really good team, and I think if we take care of business and we do what we should do, we end up playing them here. And I think if that does work out to that favor, that's going to be a really good game, and it's going to be a fun one to be a part of for sure. It's they're a really talented team, and they didn't have their dude at running back against us, so I know they want that game. I know I've heard some rumblings over there that they want to play us.
Would they throw the game against North in order to get to us?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they'd go that far, but
it's the blue and black bowl.
Yep.
Big games everywhere across the conference. Here. We're coming right up to news time right now.
Thank you very much for your insights here. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to chat with you about Caveman football.
By all means, grab another piece of pizza. And we'll be right back. News time coming up right here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. So stay tuned. We'll have some football players to talk to when we come back.
You are listening to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Here on KAJO Grants Pass.
The Corner continues after national news.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The White House welcomes the latest report on the economy, even as many Americans don't feel good about their economic situation. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
New Commerce Department figures show the U.S. economy grew at a healthy 2.8% annual rate from July through September. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein welcomed the report, but also explained why Americans still have a dim view of the economy.
Prices are still too high for too many people, for too many products, too many households.
Last quarter's growth was fueled by higher consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of the country's economic activity. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Reports are circulating that Iran is still engaged in plots to assassinate former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Congressional leaders received a notification from the State Department last week. The report states that Iran is also working to assassinate former U.S.-Iran envoy Brian Hook. Former President Donald Trump said Iran has also attempted to assassinate him. Pompeo, Hook, and former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton remain under U.S. protection due to the ongoing threats. Politico previously reported Iran has a hit list of former Trump administration officials and aides. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says North Korean troops wearing Russian uniforms and carrying Russian equipment are moving toward Ukraine. Austin called it a dangerous and destabilizing development during a press conference Wednesday with his South Korean counterpart. Concerns are growing about Pyongyang's deployment of as many as 12,000 troops to Russia. Austin says the deployment has the potential to broaden or lengthen the conflict in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 91 points, the Nasdaq dropped 104. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You understand the impact this election may have on their retirement savings. Our entire economy could face a monumental shift that could destroy a huge amount of value many Americans have stored in their 401ks or IRAs. In times like these, the most trusted store of wealth in human history stands out: physical gold and silver. Many Americans have looked to True Gold Republic for help. They specialize in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other retirement accounts convert their stocks and bonds into physical gold and silver to protect their hard-earned savings. True Gold is offering listeners a free copy of their Election Gold Protection Kit today. To claim yours, call 800-300-GOLD. This information is free and might very well save your comfortable retirement. By acting before the election, you can still make a tax and penalty-free conversion with the help of True Gold's award-winning team. Call 800-300-GOLD. That's 800-300-GOLD. True Gold Republic is not a financial advisor. Consult with your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-300-GOLD.
Pacific Aviation Northwest is excited to invite you to their upcoming open house, November 1st at 5:30. This is your chance to explore the world of aviation and learn about the incredible opportunities available at Pacific Aviation Northwest. Whether you're an inspiring pilot or just curious about flying, there's something for everyone. Current students have a chance to win a $500 gift certificate, and one lucky non-student can win a free discovery flight. Meet the experienced flight instructors. Check out their state-of-the-art flight simulator. View aircraft up close. Connect with Pacific Aviation's outreach coordinator. Enjoy snacks and more. Bring your questions, your excitement, and maybe even your dreams of flying. Pacific Aviation Northwest is excited for you to attend their open house November 1st at 5:30. If you or a family member has dreams to fly for pleasure or a career, now is the time. Take the Merlin exit to Monument Drive. Turn left onto Brookside Boulevard, and Pacific Aviation Northwest is at 2244 Carton Way.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. This is the Caveman Corner coming to you live and direct from the Abby's Pizza on Beacon Drive here, and we're just enjoying some of this great barbecue pizza, and we've got three football players here. Let's see. Brevik Hill is with us. How many times is this, Brevik?
This is my second time.
Only the second time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you've been here enough. You want to take over here and just do the interviews?
No, it's all right. I'll let you do it.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate the effort here at any rate. Tough football game last Friday night. No question about that. We don't want to deal with that very much. But what's the psyche of the football team right now after that?
After that game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we were a little bit banged up and bruised after that game for sure. But I felt like we felt like that was obviously a really good team that we played. They were really fundamentally sound in almost every position, and their linemen and their linebackers were really good. They have that Boise State commit that just kind of shut down our run a little bit.
Tuioti.
Yeah. Stud. And but yeah, I felt like we weren't too bummed after that game. But I felt like we definitely could have played all four quarters a little bit harder, especially in that first quarter. We were a little bit quiet, so I felt like we definitely could have picked it up earlier.
All right. Did you have the one touchdown?
Yeah, I had one.
You had the touchdown. Tell me about that one.
Well, I think it was a miscommunication in the secondary, and it really worked in our favor. The safety there was playing too far up, and we were able to throw it over the top of him, and we scored that 50-yard touchdown, so it was good.
All right. Well, no doubt. And congratulations on the touchdown. And that was a bright spot for Grants Pass that night. At any rate, what do you know about West Salem?
I know that they really like to get us to jump off sides, and they're really aggressive on their defense. And I think they play more of like a cover three look. So, and they let a bunch of stuff underneath. So we'll be looking to hit that a bunch.
How do they get you guys to jump off sides?
I think they have a unique snap count. Either that, or there's like they also run kind of a little bit of a faster tempo too, as well as us. So,
are they going to be as fast as you guys are when you go tempo?
No, I don't think so. We're too fast.
Yeah, no doubt. When you hit that tempo game, other teams are just reeling, trying to figure out what you guys are doing. So, certainly that's one of the weapons that you have. You're one of the weapons. Rosetta's one of the weapons. And Mr. Powers is back. Good to have him back in the backfield.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a really good help for our team for sure, having him back. He's a really solid runner, and he's a lot of our plays run through him and check downs and all the runs. It's, yeah, really explosive running back. So.
All right. Well, since the last time we talked, have you changed any of your plans yet?
No, not really. Okay. Yeah, everything's kind of the same, yeah.
All right. So looking ahead for what? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to this upcoming golf season. So that's going to be super fun. Can't wait. We got a really good team this year. So see if we can take home a state championship.
All right. When's your golf season really start at the high school level?
I think it starts in like February, around then after basketball season. So, yeah.
All right. After a game or on a weekend, do you have time to get out to the course?
Yeah, I try to. The weather's been kind of crappy lately, so it's been hard to get out there. But
a fair weather golfer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. Thank you, Brevik. We'll be right back here. I want to move on down to Elijah Hernandez. Elijah, step right into that microphone there. Get right on top of it here. This is your first time here, isn't it?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right. I've seen your name a lot. We've called your name a lot. But tell me about your role on the football team.
I'm a nose guard and the left guard. Mm-hmm. I mean, nose tackle and the left guard.
All right. What kind of physical attributes do you bring in order to do those two positions?
On defense, I hold some gaps, you know.
Okay. All right. Your size helps. Okay. Tell me about your size, buddy.
My size.
How big are you?
Oh, I'm 6 foot, 250.
6 foot, 250.
Yeah.
All muscle.
I wish.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Your guys over here saying yes. There's a lot of muscle there. What's fun for you in this football game?
Really just seeing how physical they are and seeing if I could match it or just do better, you know.
Okay. Are you winning enough to get?
Am I what?
Are you winning those matchups enough to be happy about it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. Do you win more than half of them?
More than what?
More than half of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me see. How long have you been playing football?
I've been playing since like fifth grade.
Since fifth grade?
Yeah.
Always on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. And the lineman's dream is picking up a fumble and running for a touchdown. Ever have that happen?
No.
Okay. I had to ask. At any rate, when you're not playing football, what do you do to have fun?
I like to hang out with my friends a lot, and then I like to play basketball too. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. At what level? Is it just fun basketball, or are you going out for the varsity team?
Or do I what?
Is it just a fun game, or do you play competitive basketball on the varsity or JV?
Yeah, I play for the high school, so it's competitive.
Okay. What position?
I play center.
I'm not surprised here. At 6 foot there, you do take up some space there. So what is your main goal here as a center on the basketball team?
My main goal is just to overpower the other guys and just score as much as I can.
All right. Tell me about rebounds.
I'm planning to just get more rebounds than I ever had, you know.
All right. Is there a technique for your rebounds to improve?
Well, I just use my size, you know.
Bet you're tough to move out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I try to be.
Okay. Do you play any other sports?
I play baseball, too.
Oh, really? All right. What position?
I played third base.
Oh, okay. Hot corner then. So you must have a good arm.
I have a decent arm.
A decent arm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see. And how about your stick?
My what?
Your stick. How's your hitting?
Oh, my hitting? It's okay. I got to work on it. I haven't played since, like, third grade. This is my first year last year, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're going to be playing baseball again this spring?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Best of luck there. And since you're a baseball person, I got to ask you, Dodgers or Yankees?
I've got to say Dodgers.
He just looked up here at the score. They were down last time I looked.
Oh, yeah.
They're still down?
It's tied right now.
It's tied?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
5-5.
All right. We'll see what happens, if it's going to be a game six or not. At any rate, we'll check in that before we leave. So you're a Dodger fan. Why?
It was just like, it's just closer to where I was from, and I just like that team. You know, I've liked it for a long time.
All right. Where you said it's where you're from originally? Where?
Well, I'm from Bakersfield, California.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty close.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, when you're not playing baseball or basketball or football, what do you do to relax, to get away from it all?
I play video games, you know. I go to the gym with my brother.
You go with your brother? Is there a competitive situation there when you go to the gym with your brother?
Sometimes.
Isn't it always a competitive situation?
Yeah, I try to outlift him sometimes.
All right, is he bigger or older?
He's older, but he's like the same height, but smaller than me.
Oh, all right. So are you stronger yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is he listening?
I hope so.
All right. Okay. I want to move over to our other guest tonight, Colton Lurkey. Colton, welcome to the microphones of KAJO. You're a sophomore.
I'm a junior.
Junior. I'm sorry. You're a junior. But you've been playing on the JV squad, and Coach... Cox said that you're moving up regularly and doing good things for the team and getting more and more snaps all the time. So tell me about your progress.
Well, I'm not as big as other people or as strong. So I play mostly scout team for offense and defense. So I would usually during practice just go against the starters all the time.
All right. What position?
On offense, I'd be a right guard. And on defense, I'd be a nose tackle or a tackle. So
are you going up against the guy next to you there?
Yeah, I go against him a few times.
Okay, who wins?
And he go against me twice, both ways.
Okay, and who wins?
He's bigger and stronger. So.
He's bigger and stronger. Are you faster?
I'm a little faster than him.
Right.
Well, it's pretty neutral. We keep it pretty balanced.
All right, well, the size difference is certainly noticeable. But that comes out of technique. What kind of techniques do they advise you to use?
For offense, usually they want us to keep our body pretty much square with them. Not turning our shoulders away from them so they have an easier way to get through. For defense, it kind of depends what works for you. You could do different things like swim moves, ice pick, all that stuff. It just depends how you execute it. Like, you could be either really good at ice picking, but you could also be really bad at swim moves. So.
Okay. Oh, play any other sports?
I wrestle.
Oh, okay. At what weight?
Last year, I wrestled for 215.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty big size.
Yeah.
All right. Are you good?
I went to districts for a little bit, but I lost in the districts.
Well, getting to districts, though, that's certainly an accomplishment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you like about wrestling?
Well, it kind of helps with football, too. It helps with my handwork, and plus it's a mind sport. It kind of makes you have to think outside the box because you have to constantly think of your next step, just like in football.
Okay. Is that tough to grasp?
Well, at first, as a freshman, it was pretty hard because I was not experienced, and it took me a while to get used to it. But last year, as a sophomore, I did pretty good, and I could understand the concept by keeping my mind calm and keeping calm during it. So.
All right. Curtain goals for this coming wrestling season?
I want to do better than my last year.
Just better than last year. Win at districts and go on to state?
Try to get to the state. That's my whole goal.
Okay, ultimate goal. Good luck. Good luck. Any other sports?
Nope. Just wrestling.
Just football and wrestling. It'll take a significant portion of your year. Tell me about school. What course of study are you in?
Courses?
Yes.
I'm kind of interested in, like, in biology and stuff like that.
Biology and stuff like that. Why biology and stuff like that?
Yeah, like marine biology or wildlife biology.
Really? Why?
My grandpa did it as when he was, he's what he did for college. So I kind of learned interest in it. So it's interesting for me.
Right. Any long-term goals there?
I still don't know yet. I don't know if I'm going to either go to college or all that stuff.
Oh, you have time to decide. You really don't have to make your shot your course.
It's
right
a
now.
Hard decision to make.
All right, and not one that you've made lightly, and will quite frankly probably change several times. So, best of luck there, Elijah. I want to pull you back up here. Tell me about high school. What course of study are you in?
I'm kind of focusing in on maybe like, I want to focus on medical, maybe like biology, like that kind of science, you know.
Why medical? Is there a goal there for a vocation throughout your life?
I'm kind of just interested in it, you know, like, it's just something I just want to know, you know.
All right. Not bad, not bad. Any long-term goals there? Is football in your future after high school?
Yeah, I'm definitely aiming for that, just as far as I can go.
Oh, okay. Any interest yet? Any colleges come back and talk to you yet about your size?
Not yet. I'm only a sophomore, so I still have a while to go.
Oh, golly, you've been out there so long. I was putting you ready to move into a freshman college class. So long-term goal, where would you like to go? Just wave your magic wand. You've got years to attain that yet, but, you know, you want to be a duck, you want to be a beaver, you want to go south. Where would you like to play football?
I'd like to be a duck, but if not, honestly, anywhere, you know, just whatever I get, you know.
All right. Well, best of luck to you all.
Thank you.
Getting back to Brevik Hill in a moment or two. In the meantime, though, we're going to take a deep breath. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. New at Diamond, black exterior vinyl finish energy efficient Energy Star rated windows from Milgard Windows and Doors. These beautiful energy efficient windows will add style and charm to your home. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock, upgrading your windows and doors will be a breeze. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone, to the final edition, or pardon, not the final edition. This is the final segment of tonight's Caveman Corner. We will be here every night, every Wednesday night, through football season, and one after football season ends, whenever that is, in about a month and a half, right? So, at any rate, it's the World Series. I've neglected to ask a lot of people, except our friend down there, Elijah. He's a Dodger fan. All right, Revick, you have a preference for these two teams,
Yankees or Dodgers? I mean, I'm not the biggest baseball fan. I don't watch a ton of baseball, but I'm rooting for the Dodgers probably because, I don't know. I feel like the New York Yankees win a lot, so I'd like to see the Dodgers win.
Yeah, okay, all right. Colton, Dodgers or Yankees?
Well, I'm not really a baseball guy. I don't know what's going on most of it, but I would seem I want the Dodgers to win. You seem like a better team.
Yeah, your teammates aren't influencing you there, are they?
Probably, because I don't know nothing about baseball.
You're sitting between two Dodger fans, so. All right, I'm going to hold up for the Yankees and cross my fingers here that there's at least a game six. We'll see what happens here. At any rate, back to football. Brevik, what's the psyche of this team right now? And I'm sure you guys are aware of the situation.
Yeah.
We're looking at seeding for the first playoff game. Looks like you've got a home game coming up. Yeah. But you got to get at least a win in order to do that.
Yeah.
What are the guys thinking?
Yeah, I think we're really pumped up for this week. We've had a really good practice this morning, bright and early. And, yeah, it was really crisp and smooth, I felt like. So I think we're trending in the right direction, and I think we will do really good versus West Salem.
All right, crisp and smooth. That's the first time I've ever heard those two words used in talking about a practice. Tell me exactly what that means to you, and crisp and smooth. Crisp, first of all, was it cold and crisp out there, or
was the execution super cold? Both. Yeah, it was super cold this morning, but we kind of fought through it like we do every single morning, and we ran all our drills pretty smooth with, like, full effort, and then our JV does a really good job with giving us good looks, and we were able to get better with that, and so everything was trending in the right direction for Friday night.
Tell me about a practice routine. Is it the same every time? Do they change it up for you, or do they change it up in the middle of what?
Yeah.
What's going on? They try to keep you off balance?
They like to obviously switch things up a little bit, but the main bases that we do, like the offensive individual stuff, the defensive individual stuff, is the same with, like, different drills inside of those. But we do different periods that are, like, I believe, like 15 minutes long, and we'd work on different things, so that's really good.
So you're out there early in the morning, and I know this morning that was probably 38, 39 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what time is that that you hit the
field? Well, we have our pre-practice starts at 5:50, so normally most people get there at 5:35, 5:40.
Which means you wake up?
Well, I live on this side of the river, so it's about like a 15-minute drive, so I probably wake up at like 5:15.
Oh, so yeah. You wake up and go.
Yeah, I go pretty fast.
Okay, Colton, how about you?
I live on the opposite side. I live across the bridge near South Middle School and over there. I usually wake up around like 4:45 and get ready, and then get my truck warmed up, and then leave the house around like 4:50.
Okay, time for breakfast in there?
No, I don't like eating before practice.
Oh, okay. All right, Elijah, how about you? How early do you get up for this practice?
Normally, I wake up at like 4:30 because I can't drive yet. I'm 15, but I have to wait for my mom or my brother. And I just have to get ready and get all the stuff for school also.
So you've got to get up early to get everything done to get the ride to school for practice.
Oh, it's like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, I want to first of all wish you all the best of luck coming up on Wednesday night. This is Wednesday night. On Friday night against West Salem. Rev, do you have one job for this coming Friday night? Do you have one assignment?
For me, catch touchdowns, basically.
Catch the football and score.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Elijah, how about you? Do you have one goal, one set of instructions that you're supposed to execute on Friday night?
One goal for me will just be on defense, just stopping the runs and just keeping pressure on the quarterback.
Stopping the run. That's going to be the challenge this Friday night, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know that back's name yet?
No.
You'll probably know him real well by the time Friday night's over.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Colton, what's your situation for this Friday night?
Well, I hope to support my team, and I hope we wouldn't want to get much playing time because they'd probably be kicking their butt by then.
Okay. All right. Guys, once again, best of luck to you. Share that with all your teammates, and best of luck as we move down the road here. Get at least a couple of home playoff games, huh? And then two more after that, huh? All right. Thank you very much for coming. Coach Cox, let's pull you right back in here for just a moment or two here before we break out of here. Guys, grab a slice of pizza if you're hungry. There's plenty of pizza here left. As the pizza begins to disappear. as it does most Wednesday nights here. Thank goodness for football players. Coach, you and Brad Page always bring us some great young men.
Yeah, really good kids. We got good kids.
Is there a process that you go through in order to pick out those kids? Is it achievement? Colton came here because of his hard work, evidently.
Yeah, I mean, we usually try to get kids that have had good weeks and were contributing for us. Colton's a kid that's kind of working his way into some play time. He was a full-time JV kid in the beginning of the season. Now he's a swing guy, and he's a backup offensive lineman, but he plays some reps and gets in some games. And, you know, he's a big part of what we do during the week as far as scout team goes. He's a really hard-working kid. And then, with Elijah, he's a two-way starter. He's had a great season as a sophomore. It's kind of a big deal to play in the line both ways.
Yeah. I look at Elijah and I think, well, golly, he's obviously a senior. And then I look down and he's a sophomore.
Yeah, he's 15 years old. Yeah.
So you're going to have him for a couple of more years, both these young men for a couple of more years.
Yeah, all three of these guys will be back next year. And they're obviously Brevik and Elijah will be two more years after this. And so it's really talented sophomore class. And those two have been a really big part of our success this year.
All right. No doubt. Let's look ahead. What is the schedule for you and the team for Friday night?
So we have our Thursday, we go a half padded kind of walk through tomorrow morning. There's no school Friday, so we'll get up and do a kind of a t-shirt and shorts walk through 8 o'clock, just kind of get them up and get them on a normal routine so they're not sleeping in until 1 o'clock. And so we'll get them up early on Friday, get them through a walk through, and then it's senior night. And so it's a little bit more fanfare than we're normally used to, getting those guys kind of ready for senior night. And it's big for those seniors. It's obviously like a accumulation of a lot of work they put in over the last not just 4 years but a long time. So we definitely want to honor those kids, but it's important that everybody realizes that aside from the fanfare, we got a football game to win. And so I think we've got a good group that understands that. But
how does your staff go through making sure that their focus is where it needs to be following all of those accolades that are being handed out on the field?
Yeah, I think we try to kind of have a balance of breaking up some monotony, but also consistency is a big thing. So not changing up week to week too much on, what we do, especially when you have some success with it, trying to keep it the same and keep it moving. And so kids know what to expect on, especially kind of our build up to Friday as you get later in the week. But also changing up practice a little bit, kind of getting some, breaking out some of the monotony and kind of doing some things a little bit different, but ultimately keeping the general message consistent with we've got a job to do and we got to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward.
Coach Page, from my observation, seems to change up things at least in the pregame situation from about 5 o'clock on a game night. We've seen him walk the field, walk around the field, walk the field. We've seen him come out and just sit down underneath the end zone for a while and give all the players around. Sometimes they're up and yelling. Sometimes it's real quiet. Is that all by design? Does he come up with those, or is it?
Yeah, I think a little bit is just how you feel that day. I mean, it's like we have structured things that we're doing. We have a, we call it a mindfulness period where we're, kind of taking the kids on a little walk around the field just to kind of get their minds collected and before we get into it. As far as what Coach Page does, I mean, we all kind of have our ways of kind of – those are the worst times of the game. I mean, it's just that 2 hours before the game starts, you got those nerves and you got, just kind of – what if they do this or what are they doing? You're kind of watching their pregame and like, okay, what they're working on this a little bit. So
do you hide those nerves from the kids?
Yeah.
Kids, I mean, young men.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always pretty honest with them. I mean, you put a lot of time and effort and work into things. I think you feel that you're in the right to feel nervous and to feel nerves. That's part of why you do it. Cause it's because of the uncertainty of what's about to happen. So I always tell kids, it's okay to be nervous. It's okay to have those nerves. It's as soon as the ball's kicked, they all go away, and it's just time to play football.
So, do you give them any hints on how to handle those nerves or how to focus?
No, just embrace it and enjoy it the way you want to enjoy it. It's you know you you fight for those nerves. You want those, you know, that means you're playing in big games. It means you're playing meaningful Friday nights. And so it's a cool thing to feel that way.
All right. Coach, thank you very much. Send the best love along to Coach Page and the rest of your football players. And hopefully we'll see you back here again this season,
Absolutely.
Three or four games down the road here.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Caveman Corner here on KAJO. Don't forget, Friday night, lights at Bell Ingram Field. The West Salem Titans taking on the Grants Pass Cavemen. I'm Chuck Benson reporting for KAJO.
You have been listening to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza from their Beacon Drive location. You are invited every Wednesday night through football season to join us in the Caveman Corner.